Musica Antiqua Nova verzorgt concerten met klassieke muziek door topmuzici. Geïnteresseerd? Ga naar musicaantiquanova.nl.
Snel een strakke buik? Tot wel 8 centimeter kleinere buikomvang binnen 4 weken. Dat is mogelijk met de Slim Belly. Bij bodysupportgroningen.nl. Dit is Oog Radio. Tot zo na het nieuws.
Freddy van Tijn met het NOS-journaal. Het steunfonds Probleemhypotheken dreigt de curatoren van DSB met een kort geding als incassobedrijven vrijdag niet zijn gestopt DSB-klanten met een betalingsachterstand lastig te vallen. Dat heeft een woordvoerder gezegd op Radio 2. De curatoren vinden dat het faillissement klanten niet ontslaat van hun verplichtingen. Maar klanten van DSB zeggen dat ze niet kunnen betalen omdat hun rekening is geblokkeerd. Premier Balkenende blijft erbij dat hij niet vertrekt. In de wandelgangen wordt zijn naam vaak genoemd als eerste president van Europa. Toen de oppositie in de Tweede Kamer naar zijn ambities vroeg, zei Balkenende dat hij niet is benaderd en dat een overstap niet aan de orde is. Gisteren zeiden de regeringspartijen PvdA en ChristenUnie al dat ze vinden dat hij in Den Haag moet blijven. Balkenende noemde de speculaties over zijn vertrek een gezelschapsspel in de media. Zwitserland wil het zogenoemde zelfmoordtoerisme een halt toeroepen. Dat heeft de minister van Justitie gezegd. Steeds meer buitenlanders komen naar Zwitserland voor hulp bij zelfdoding vanwege het liberale beleid. In 2007 maakten 400 mensen met hulp een einde aan hun leven. Een derde van hen kwam uit Groot-Brittannië en Duitsland. In die landen is hulp bij zelfdoding in bijna alle gevallen strafbaar. De discussie over hulp bij zelfdoding leidde onlangs op in Zwitserland. Onder meer omdat was gebleken dat er mensen omvroegen die niet terminaal ziek waren. Mogelijk worden de regels in Zwitserland alleen aangescherpt. In dat geval moet bewezen zijn dat iemand terminaal ziek is, dat diegene zelf dood wil en dat er goedgekeurde medicijnen worden gebruikt. Maar er ligt ook een voorstel om hulp bij zelfdoding helemaal te verbieden in Zwitserland. Het weer, het is nevelig, later in de nacht kan mist ontstaan. Morgen eerst nevel en bewolking en bijna geen wind. Later op de dag breekt de zon door. Op de meeste plaatsen blijft het droog en het wordt 15 graden. In het weekende gaat het regenen en harder waaien. Dit was het NOS Journaal.
Dit is
Here we go. Yeah.
De nummer 1 van de Martini-stad.
En natuurlijk ook jouw nummer 1.
Jouw nummer 1. Jouw nummer 1. Oog Radio.
The ones who brought you Image 73 bring you something different.
Moribund music of the 70s. Cali Award winner Dick Vaughan takes you all the way back to a long forgotten period to explore the lost realms of a slow and indiscriminate culture, sauntering through the last phases of the American Dream era. Brought to you in authentic 1970s stereophonic format, you will relive or experience for the first time the past as it actually happens, through music, commercials, news reports, contests, phone calls, and most importantly, Dick Vaughan's moribund music of the 70s.
Nebulous. Oblique.
All individual logo elements have been isolated from the larger cuts of the winning score to provide additional short IDs and promo pieces. There are acapellas, and dozens of instrumental thematic elements. An entire catalog of scored production music in every possible tempo, intensity, and texture.
Listen.
Execute a perfect cut. Execute a perfect cut.
Right there, just by that.
K100.
They've all got something in common.
Or they wouldn't have gone to this trouble.
They're all using short jingles.
There's nothing wrong with short jingles, for God's sake. They make for a better format flow.
We agree. There are a lot of good reasons for short IDs.
Well, they are.
But there's no reason they should make you sound the same as everybody else.
Same as everybody else.
What they are. What they are. What they are is marvelous pirates and great presenters of other people's ideas.
They look pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. They look good.
Why, yes, in spite of the more ridiculous excesses.
Now that sounds different.
That's different.
That's different.
We're talking about selling records. We're not talking about, you know, bringing in people for nostalgia purposes here.
So they sat and listened to the radio day in and day out to see what it was that was popular.
Juist. Wat is populair? Welkom bij Edge Radio. Het programma voor experimentele muziek, geluidskunst en auditieve rariteiten. Edge Radio is een zoektocht naar authenticiteit gevat in geluid en is daarmee het meest eclectische radiostation van Noord-Nederland. Bij Edge Radio komt praktisch alles aan bod, behalve het gangbare. Je kunt ook een bijdrage leveren aan Edge Radio. Jawel. Via ons Twitter-account, die heb ik net aangemaakt. En het Twitter-account is geluid, dus twitter.com/geluid. En daar kun je een linkje achterlaten of een opmerking plaatsen, et cetera. Ik zal dat later nog een keer herhalen. Maar deze linkjes die je legt naar leuke, interessante of unieke opnamen, dat moet in ieder geval wel authentiek zijn. Hè? Dus geen demobandjes van bandjes, maar gewoon iets grappigs. Deze week een speciale uitzending, want dit is de 101ste uitzending van Edge Radio. En daarom wijden we een aandacht aan 101. En daarom beginnen we met de instructies
van Arnold.
Hi, this is Arnold, your instructor. Before we start lifting weights, it's important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups. This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it will be needed. Use this warm-up time to whet your appetite and really get mentally ready for your workouts. Now listen to this music and begin moving in halftime. Stretch all limbs briefly and get ready to do 10 knee bends with me. I call them squats, and they're excellent for getting the blood moving into your knees and legs. With your feet shoulder width apart and keeping your back straight, bend down until your thighs are parallel to the floor. Breathe in as you go down and out as you come up. Ready now? Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. And make your thighs burn, come on. Down, up, down, up, and squeeze your buttocks. Down, up, down, up. 11, up, 12, up. Very good, and on to the next exercise. Okay, next on the program is a wonderful stretching exercise that I call Reaching for the Sky. This exercise is fantastic to stretch your total upper body and the sides. Go, right, left, right, left, right, left, and stretch, and stretch. Stretch your upper body, come on, and stretch. Right and left, stretch your upper body. Right and left. Okay, we finished the 10 repetitions and we can go on without any rest to the next movement. Toe touches, a wonderful exercise to stretch your leg biceps and your lower back. Okay, let's reach slowly down to our toes and come back up again and reach for the sky. Repeat this exercise 12 times. Make sure to keep your knees locked into your legs straight. Get into a nice groove and do the exercise with me. Down, up, down, up, down, up. And stretch your leg biceps, up, and stretch your lower back, up, down, up. Reach all the way down, up, all the way down, up. If you can't reach all the way down, then reach as far as you can, but keep your legs locked, up. Two more, up. The last one, up. Okay, very good. Now we do a warm-up exercise for the neck. We rotate our head in a circular motion, and we start on the left side. Left side, back, right side, front. Left side, back, right side, front. Left side, stretch all the way to the back. Right, stretch all the way to the front. Left, one more time. Right, front, left, back, right, front, and finish. Now we do a great warm-up exercise for our hips and waist, the high kicks. Now the important thing is that we kick up as high as we can and keep our legs straight. Okay, let's do it. Left leg, up. Right leg, up. Left leg, up. Right leg, up. Kick with your legs as high as you can and keep your legs straight. Left leg, up. Right leg, up. Left leg, up. Right leg, up. Left leg, up, and keep kicking, come on. Two more, left leg, up. One more, up, okay, finished. Now let's do the famous jumping jacks, the best exercise for warming up the total body. Now the way we do this exercise is by standing straight with your hands on the side. Jump your legs apart and simultaneously throw your hands overhead until your fingers meet. Jump back to your original position. Okay, let's do 10 repetitions. Ready, and one, and two, and three, and keep jumping, come on, more energy. Six, and seven, and eight, and nine, and the last one. Good. Okay, let's finish off our warm-up program with a windmill exercise.
Spread your legs wide apart and bend over so your torso is parallel to the floor. We begin this exercise by reaching with the right hand to the left foot and with the left hand to the right foot. Make sure to keep your legs locked. We will do 20 repetitions, 10 on each side. Right hand first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep twisting all the way. 11, 12, 13, 14, more energy, come on. 17, 18, 19, 20, very good. Now you've completed the warm-up program, and now your body is ready for the major pump.
I hope oil goes well with you. In this lesson, you will move arms and legs. When you hear this sound, move your right arm. When you hear this sound, move your left arm. When you hear this sound, move one leg. When you hear this sound, move the other leg. Remember, right arm, left arm, one leg, the other leg. Here is your robot music. Do not rest until you can move to it.
Connection that's been made again between the deficit and the interest rates. There is no connection between them. There is a connection between interest rates and inflation and the interest rates and inflation and the interest rates. And while they were coming down, the deficits had started their great increase. And inflation and the interest rates, parallel between deficit getting larger and interest rates going down, and inflation and the interest rates. The interest rates are based on inflation and the interest rates. And inflation, anticipating or hope, expecting, not hoping, that maybe we don't have a control of inflation and it's going to go back up again. Okay, all right. Now, Social Security, let's lay it to rest once and for all. Starve the hungry. Because a bigger deficit would stimulate the economy and would help do away with unemployment. The same effect that deficits, there was nothing wrong with having deficits. That's why I want another 4 years. Thank you.
This was sent to Her Majesty's Inspector of Taxes this year, together with his request for £700 back tax. I will not pay taxes until we are no longer civilized by the holy bourgeois family in the Buckingham Palace ghetto. I will not pay taxes until there are 600 million blacks in England, or twice as many as England has exploited, whichever number is greater, and none of them speaking the Queen's cricket. I will not pay taxes until I have floated a helium-filled balloon screen above the psychic brothels of Pentonville, Brixton Prison and Wormwood Scrubs, and projected onto it I am curious yellow flaming creatures, folk filth and Trixie knows the score. I will not pay taxes until the patients at the Putney Home for Incurables hold a deeply personal shit-in in Carnaby Street and the King's Road and smash sexual elitism. I will not pay taxes until I have sexually possessed all the people that Death TV and the advertisements seduce me into thinking that I own in order to keep me watching. I will not pay taxes until British officials stop chewing Ian Smith's clitoris and switch their affiliations to Neoplatonic Biafra. I will not pay taxes until banks come off the gold standard and onto the vibration standard and unfreeze my assets. I will not pay taxes until the Ministry of Defence is floodlit from the inside with cement. I will not pay taxes, Mr. Tax Inspector, until you lend me your bank account for a week. I will not pay taxes until traffic noise contains information. I will not pay taxes until Mae West has been commissioned to rewrite the marriage service, and until the minimum number of parties to the contract is 700 and not 2. I will not pay taxes until Ecdysone and anabolics, the hormone elixirs, are given away free with old age pensions. I will not pay taxes until the church stops cooking babies in lukewarm water without their consent. I will not pay taxes until literary fame and copyright is smashed and literature becomes the dangerous little service organisation it once was. I will not pay taxes until there are houses that squirt out of aerosol cans whenever I'm tired. I will not pay taxes until the Mongolian clusterfuck has been performed in the Old Bailey, the Houses of Parliament and Buckingham Palace, and reverse the negative charge therein. I will not pay taxes until incest and suicide are given Arts Council grants. I will not pay taxes until TV is a two-way process and the whole world is on television and every TV has a joystick and you can steer your TV at whatever news you want instead of it being decided by elitist consortiums of informed meth spirits drinkers. I will not pay taxes until economists stop economizing love. I will not pay taxes until the Insight Trust and the motherfuckers and the Armed Love Conspiracy are given 500 hoardings on the way to London Airport in which to publicize the unofficial environment. I will not pay taxes until all vested interests are up in lights. I will not pay taxes until there are audiovisual and olfactory helmets on overhead rails in the streets filled with beautiful images and smells for pedestrians to plug down. I was treated as belonging to the whole community and the mother-child fetish is dismantled. I will not pay taxes until the Royal Mint produces an auto-destructive coinage which melts or explodes in your pocket to prevent hoarding from whence all economics ills arise. I will not pay taxes until there is full unemployment. I will not pay taxes until toilets are desegregated. I will not pay taxes until everyone is famous and there are no more psychic capitalists. I will not pay taxes until TV stops transmitting images which are hocus-pocus and starts transmitting states of being. I will not pay taxes until there is a burning ghat on Charing Cross Pier and the city is pervaded with the fumes from charred flesh and sandalwood, which is a cheap aphrodisiac as in Benares, and God knows that city needs one. I will not pay taxes until my friends who mesh with the system and pay taxes are allowed to earmark whatever sums of money they pay for problems, bombs, and freak shows of their own choice. I will not pay taxes until I've invented a pacifist toy which is as sexually satisfying as a gun. I will not pay taxes until the state has given me 5 tastes of utopia. I will not pay taxes until I get a cocaine flash in my astral taste buds in every London street. Sent by free post to Her Majesty's Inspector of Taxes, February the 17th, 1970.
Ja, ik betaal ook geen belasting. Als ik niet meer... Ja, en wat dan? Misschien kun je dat zelf invullen. Waar... je geen belasting meer voor wil betalen, voordat er iets gefixt wordt in de wereld. Nou, dat was van Heathcote Williams van A Giorno album, The Dial A Poem Poets. Een roemruchte verzameling auditieve gedichten en andere audio stukken. Eens even kijken, daarvoor hoorde je van Big City Orchestra Tex Talk. En daarvoor hoorde je Broeshaak met School for Robots van Hush Little Robots, Robot uit, ik meen, 69 of iets dergelijks. En daarvoor hoorde je vriend Arnold Schwarzenegger met de Total Body Workout. Nou, mocht je ook een idee hebben waarom je geen belasting wil betalen, twitter dat dan even naar twitter.com/geluid. En dan ga ik dat straks wel voorlezen, mocht je daar iets over mede te delen hebben. De volgende in de rij is Yellow Biafra, bekend van de Dead Kennedys, begin jaren 80, eind jaren 70. En die gaat nog eens even wat zeggen over Reagan.
What Reagan didn't know. Iran. Iran Gate. Contragate. North Scam. Iranamuck. Here we go again with the best present we've received in a long, long time. Your friend and mine, Grandpa Caligula, the Gipper. Boy, is he shitting Teflon bricks now. The great communicator now calls reporters sons of bitches. Caught with his greedy, scaly hands in the genocide cookie jar, hiding arms deals from his own army, relying on a compulsive liar, a five-star colonel, to make secret foreign policy in his cubicle in the White House basement. The moral equivalent of our founding fathers, the Contras, got their cash to go around killing doctors, teachers, women, children from mafia-style Swiss bank accounts and less widely reported cocaine deals. Can you imagine the look on poor Nancy's face if they proved that Ronnie's so-called freedom fighters were the ones bringing in those drugs for our children? This is the greatest soap opera going. Not even Get Smart has so many hilarious surprises. Speaking of Get Smart, have you noticed how much...
Can anybody name a drug, one drug for me? Yes, ma'am.
LSD.
LSD. Now, what do you know about LSD?
It makes you do things that you don't want to do.
Oh, things like what? Yes, ma'am.
Killing people.
Killing people? All right. I don't know, but yes, sir?
Makes you kill yourself, jump off the building.
Yes.
Commit suicide.
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Make you steal things.
Make you steal things. And why do you think people really want to take LSD? Yes, ma'am.
People make them take
them. Who? Who would make them take it?
Bad people.
Bad people.
Strangers.
Strangers.
People that took it before.
People that took it before. And how would a person who has taken it before get somebody else to take it?
They sell it.
Sell it to them? How can I get you to take it if I've taken it before? See, they could try to trick you, couldn't they? They could say, this will really make you feel good, wouldn't they? Here's something for you to make you really feel good. What's the word for really feeling good that a lot of dope addicts use? Go ahead.
On your own trip.
On your own trip. Now name another drug.
Proud Mary.
What is a Proud Mary? I don't know.
That's
what a...
marijuana.
Marijuana is called a Proud Mary? Is that right?
It's called pot.
You can even have
And also marijuana. Called pot, huh? So what about marijuana? I mean, how do you use that?
Take a piece of paper, roll it up, and make a cigarette out of it.
You make a cigarette out of it?
Yeah.
And then what do? You smoke it?
Yeah.
Do you just pump on it or what?
Yeah, just pump. No. Light it.
You light it, yes.
And then some smoke goes into your lungs.
Just like you see people smoking cigarettes.
That gives you lung cancer.
Right. But by the same token, that's how you smoke your marijuana or your Mary Jane or your pipe or your grass. You can smoke your rug if you want to. You can smoke a plate. Well, you say some drug, right? Well, how about the people who tried to smoke bananas? Yeah, there were some people who want to get high. If you tell them anything that they smoke will get them high, they'll try it. People have tried to smoke bananas.
What if he doesn't have any?
He'll buy a banana. Or steal a banana, because that's what people do who love to get high. They will try to get high any way they can.
What do
bananas do to you? I don't know. I never smoked one because I never wanted to get high. What about if you're out in a schoolyard playing and somebody comes up to you? It doesn't have to be a grown-up. Suppose some kid who got into his mother's medicine cabinet and has her pills, or any kind of pills. They could look like aspirin tablets.
What if it looks like candy?
Okay, yeah. I'll ask you that question. What if it looks like candy?
What I would do.
What would you do?
I'd say, can I have them?
Yeah.
Then
I'd throw them away. But then they would be on the ground for maybe a little baby to come along and pick up and put in his mouth. Well, see, what you want to do is you want to destroy them first. Or if you have good sense, you'll take them and then you'll give them to who?
The mother.
No, well, suppose you're in school.
Who would
you give them? You give them to your teacher, right? Or if you're at home, you take them and you give them to
your mother.
Right.
Or your father.
And you say, somebody did what? Somebody gave these. Right. So what we're saying is, no matter who it is or what it is, if somebody offers you pills or something like that, you're going to say what?
No.
No, thank you. You don't want to take any candy or anything from anybody you don't know. And even then, well, you have to look at it very carefully. Suppose a friend of yours came up and it looked like candy, what would you do?
My mother said, don't take candy from strangers. If you
can
smell LSD and somebody tricks you,
yeah.
What would you do?
You have to go straight to your house if you can. Or you have to find a grown-up. You have your name and address written someplace?
I have it written in my
head. I know
mine. I have mine written in my
head. Should have it in your pocket at all times.
See, right nowhere.
I got mine in my
head. No, but that isn't any good because suppose you're crossing the street and some wild driver comes by and hits you and he knocks you out cold and you have it in your head.
They
now, how are we going to get your address out of your head?
They have to check your pockets and stuff to
sure.
find.
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
One time, Lisa told me that on Halloween, this boy had trick-or-treating, and then he went over to his uncle's house, and he ate up all the candy, and then the boy went home and went to sleep. The people tried to wake him up, but he didn't wake up because he was dead.
Is that right?
With your kind permission, we would like to say hello and to entertain you with a scientific show. What's the first attraction would you really like to know?
Yes!
What's the first attraction?
It's a magnet!
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the kind of magnet that is called a bar. North and south are marked on the magnet. If you're ever lost and wonder where you are, just hang the magnet from a string and presto change. Oh, the magnet becomes a compass. It's the kind of magnet that we say is permanent. It can do so many things, and with your kind consent, we would like to show you in our first experiment. What's the big attraction in a magnet? Observe the magnet in my hand, ladies and gentlemen. Also, observe the collection of things on the table. I bring the magnet to a nail. Is the nail attracted to the magnet?
Yes.
That's because it's made of iron. Here's a penny. Is it attracted to the magnet?
No.
The penny is made of copper. Will the magnet attract this paperclip or this safety pin?
Yes.
That's because they both contain iron. How about this rubber band?
No!
What else is attracted to a magnet? Try it yourself and find out. Magnets are attractive, but it's time to move on and to put a happy ending to the magnet song. When we ask the question, give the answer loud and strong. Ready? What's the big attraction? It's a magnet.
Bertha!
Ja?
Das Ei ist hart. Das Ei ist hart.
Ich habe es gehört.
Wie lange hat das Ei denn gekocht?
Zu viel Eier sind gar nicht gesund.
Ich meine, wie lange dieses Ei gekocht hat.
Du willst es doch immer 4,5 Minuten haben.
Das weiß ich.
Was fragst du denn dann?
Weil dieses Ei nicht 4,5 Minuten gekocht haben kann.
Ich koche es aber jeden Morgen 4,5 Minuten.
Wieso ist es dann mal zu hart und mal zu weich?
Ich weiß es nicht. Ich bin kein Huhn.
Ach. Und woher weißt du, wann das Ei gut ist?
Ich nehme es nach 4,5 Minuten heraus, mein Gott.
Nach der Uhr oder wie?
Nach Gefühl. Eine Hausfrau hat das im Gefühl.
Im Gefühl? Was hast du im Gefühl?
Ich habe es im Gefühl, wenn das Ei weich ist.
Aber es ist hart. Vielleicht stimmt da mit deinem Gefühl was nicht.
Mit meinem Gefühl stimmt was nicht? Ich stehe den ganzen Tag in der Küche, mache die Wäsche, bringe deine Sachen in Ordnung, mache die Wohnung gemütlich, ärgere mich mit den Kindern rum und du sagst, mit meinem Gefühl stimmt was nicht?
Wenn ein Ei nach Gefühl kocht, dann kocht es eben nur zufällig genau 4,5 Minuten.
Es kann dir doch ganz egal sein, ob das Ei zufällig 4,5 Minuten kocht. Hauptsache, es kocht 4,5 Minuten.
Ich hätte nur gern ein weiches Ei und nicht ein zufällig weiches Ei. Es ist mir egal, wie lange es kocht.
Aha, das ist dir egal. Es ist dir also egal, ob ich 4,5 Minuten in der Küche schufte.
Nein, nein.
Aber es ist nicht egal. Das Ei muss nämlich 4,5 Minuten kochen.
Das habe ich doch gesagt.
Aber eben hast du doch gesagt, es ist dir egal.
Ich hätte nur gern ein weiches Ei.
Gott, was sind Männer primitiv.
Ich bringe sie um. Morgen bringe ich sie um.
This is the first of a series of 4 recordings on a problem that bothers so many parents today. What should I teach my child about sex? And particularly, how should I go about it? It's intended for use by parents' organizations and PTA groups, not for children. It's not designed to be followed word for word, but to serve as a basis for discussion, as an illustration of how the beautiful story of creation can be told to children in a frank but perfectly natural way that combines both spiritual and biological elements. Only you, the parent, can decide how and when to give these instructions to your child. But these little scenes, by suggesting a phrase or a situation, may make your talk easier. In this first recording, a little boy who might be 4 or 6 has just discovered that the neighbor's dog has given birth to a litter of puppies. Out of this natural situation arises the first question usual in all sex instruction. Where do babies come from? The father, who might be you, answers him truthfully, seriously, but in a natural, informal way. Notice 2 things. First, the father introduces the name of God and the divine plan of reproduction very early. And this identification of God with creation carries naturally through the dialogue. Second, although the father answers the boy's further question, how does a baby get out of its mother's body, yet he gives a minimum of feminine anatomy at this stage and avoids arousing empty curiosity. In real life, this instruction might extend over 2 or 3 talks. The child's curiosity should govern, though we should be careful not to give him more than he can handle at first.
Oh,
good. Saw that good. Now I hate to saw this fire.
What? Oh. Golly, if I don't get a lame back out of it.
Shirley. Hey, Shirley.
Did you call me, Jim?
Yeah, I just had a bright idea. Any chance you're supposed to buy us a power saw by stretching the budget?
What budget?
Why, you... Now, look here.
Oh, Jim Costa, you're not a very convincing martyr. If you'd only get out and do some exercise once in a while, you wouldn't mind sawing that little pile of wood.
What do you mean, exercise? I love to saw wood. I love to saw wood. I love to saw wood. Might as well be in a chain gang.
Daddy! Hey, Daddy! Hey, Daddy, guess what? Guess what?
Hi, Billy. Where's the fire?
Well, Daddy, old Bess just had a litter of puppies. They're in that tool shed back at Dickie Lord's place next door. Six of them. Oh, golly, they're so tiny I can hold one in my hand. They can't even open their eyes yet. Oh, come on, Dad. Well, you just gotta see them.
Well, I guess this calls for a little inspection trip. Shirley, I'm going to investigate a new family next door.
Well, have fun. I'm sure that saw will work better when you get back.
Billy, your mother's a wonderful woman. Sometimes I think she just doesn't understand us, man.
Here we are, Dad. Just on the other side of the hedge in the shed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, golly, look at them, Dad. Aren't they cute?
My gosh. Well, that's quite a family, Bess, old girl. You did all right for yourself.
Hey, Dad, how did the puppies get there? I mean, well, before there weren't any, and well, all of a sudden, here they are.
Well, God made them, Sonny, just like he made everything.
Yeah, well, I know that, but well, how did they get here?
Well, let's see. Well, it was like this. Everything that's alive grows from a tiny seed, you see? You know, the little tomato seeds you and Nancy planted in your garden, how they grew into nice red tomatoes?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same way with puppies. God planted the little seeds inside old Bess's tummy, and they grew into puppies.
You mean the puppies come from inside, Bess?
That's right. Remember how fat she was getting? Well, that's because she was carrying the puppies inside her.
Oh, golly. But, Dad, how did the puppies get out?
Easy. Remember how I told you a hen lays an egg?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same way with puppies. Bess has a tiny opening in her body, and it stretches open so the puppies can come through. And then it closes up again, you see?
Oh, gee willikers.
Well, Bess, take good care of your babies. We've got to be getting back.
Daddy.
Hmm? What, Sonny?
Daddy, do real babies... I mean...
You mean, do real babies grow inside their mothers, too? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Do they, Dad?
Well, sure. But well, real babies are different than puppies. You see, when God makes a dog or a pussycat, after a while, it dies. And then we bury it in the ground, and there's no more dog or pussycat. But babies are different.
Well, how come, Dad? How are they different?
When God makes a baby, Billy, it's the most wonderful thing in the world. And here's the way he does it. First, he takes a tiny seed from inside the daddy. Then he plants the seed inside the mother. And then he breathes into it something that we call a soul.
Soul? What's that? I never saw one, did I?
No, son. We can't see the soul. But it's the most wonderful part of the new baby. Because when the baby grows up to be an old man and he dies, they bury his body in the ground. But his soul goes to heaven and lives with God forever.
Forever and ever?
That's right.
But, Dad, how do real babies get out of their mothers?
Well, that little egg that I told you about, God breathes a soul into it, and then it starts to grow. It grows for 9 whole months inside the mother, right under her heart. And then, when it's ready to come out, the mother goes to the hospital so the doctor can help her, and the baby slips out through the tiny opening in her body.
You mean Mommy has a hole in her body?
Sure. Well, we all have different openings in our bodies for different things. You have holes in your nose to breathe through and a mouth to stuff cookies into.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, mothers have a little opening between their legs. When the baby comes through, it stretches wide, and then it closes up again, you see?
Gee, wait till I tell Nancy.
Well, I think we'd better keep this a secret just between the two of us for a while.
Does Mommy know?
Yes, I think Mommy knows. But Nancy's only a baby yet, and she wouldn't understand. Later on, when she's as old as you, we'll tell her, too.
Hey, there's Mommy now. I'm going to tell her about the puppies.
All right. There's Mommy now. Wait till I tell Shirley that. Hey, Shirley.
Yes, Jim.
Yeah, dang, if this thing doesn't work better at that. Goes to show I don't know my own strength.
Become a frog, squatting on a bump on a log. Oh, how does a frog become a frog instead of a big pollywog? Oh, how does a frog become a frog, squatting on a bump on a log? Oh,
how does a frog become a frog instead of a big pollywog?
Oh. In the spring, the frogs had mated, the females' eggs were expelled. Then the male frog fertilized the eggs and said farewell. Soon the eggs were tiny embryos, the embryos became pollywogs. They had gills until they grew up into frogs.
That's how a frog becomes a frog, squatting on a bump on a log.
That's how a frog becomes a frog instead of a big pollywog.
We zijn nog steeds aangesloten bij Edge Radio en we zijn alweer heel veel wijzer geworden vandaag in deze uitzending. We weten nu onder andere hoe een kikker geworden is, hoe kindjes geboren worden, hoe eieren gekookt moeten worden en wat een magneet is. En hoe Bill Gosby uitlegt aan kinderen wat drugs zijn. En daar helemaal voor hadden we inderdaad, en dat had ik al gezegd, Yellow Biafra. Die werd een beetje abrupt afgebroken in die file, die is blijkbaar corrupt, ik weet het niet. Dat zei ik ook al, van de Dead Kennedys. Maar dit alles kunnen we natuurlijk niet goed beluisteren als we niet eerst gaan begrijpen hoe geluid werkt en vooral ook hoe stereo werkt. Mocht je daarom nog eens reageren op deze uitzending, dat kan via ons Twitter-account twitter.com/geluid. En daar gaan we het nu dus over hebben.
8.1. Eight point three. Eight point four. Eight point five. 8.6.8.13. 8.14. 8.15. 8.16. 18.
stereophonic reproduction is distinguished by a new quality. It comes maximum close to natural conditions and creates in the listener a feeling of spaciousness and sound perspective. The stereo effect will be fully felt only if the record playing equipment is properly adjusted. In order to do this, you should place yourself in front of the loudspeakers at an equal distance from both of them. The first task is to check whether the loudspeakers are correctly set. The right channel should work now. And now the left channel. Both channels.
Yeah.